This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome in. One last time of the college football. I guess we would say, RJ, the 23-24 college football and college basketball seasons here on BetQLU. We have been with you since week zero of college football. We have been with you all the way up until the nets were cut down in Glendale, Arizona last week. Earlier this week, it's all runs together in the NCAA tournament. This will be our last show, our final show before taking the summer off, a little bit of a hiatus, you know, kind of like when Roman Reigns loses the title, you know, you got to take a little bit of a hiatus, right?
And got to.
Like Roman Reigns, we'll probably be back around SummerSlam. That is probably about when you would see us again. So, listen, RJ, it's been a lot of fun. We'll get to UConn and just their dominant run, their once in a lifetime run, you know, against the spread, certainly in the NCAA tournament. But let's start with some of the news, that we've got in college basketball. Maybe one of the most shocking coaching changes we've ever seen in the sport. John Calipari leaving Lexington to go to Arkansas, staying in the same league and succeeding Eric Musselman after the Hogs seemingly reached out to Jerome Tang first, Chris Beard first. That's kind of shocking. But let's talk about it from the Arkansas perspective first, then we'll get to the Kentucky perspective. What do you make of the move for Cal to Fayetteville, and would you bet on him being super successful there?
Super big win. If you're Arkansas, I absolutely think they'll be in a Final Four in the next 5 years. I think the idea that Cal has lost it, I think the main thing people are forgetting is that he is doing this in the COVID super senior 25-year-old era, in the transfer portal era. And his way of getting 18-year-olds has kind of caught up to him in that super senior era. But we're out of that. You know, we're slowly getting out of that. And while the transfer portal still is a big deal, and believe me, I saw their roster this year at Arkansas. They got one player. They'll all be transfer portal guys. He's going to have a bunch of older guys this year. I think the idea that he can't do it anymore is completely – it's lost. And I think Kentucky fans are going to feel a lot like Texas Longhorn fans. Maybe not, because they're going to get a good coach, but you know, Texas is like, we can't have Rick Barnes anymore. I mean, well, where's your program at now? You know, like it ain't always greener. It isn't always greener. And I think Kentucky fans are going to realize that nobody wants their job. It's too hard. It's right now. It is too hard of a job. The amount of people turning this thing down is wild to me. I can't believe they pushed him out. The fan base pushed him out. It's crazy. But from Arkansas's perspective, dude, you got a home run. You are Arkansas. You are a good job that a lot of people forgot about. You got a lot of money that a lot of people overlooked. You've got a really good history that a lot of people forgot about. And this is I love it for them. I am scared to death as a guy who's a fan of a team in the SEC. But
right,
man. Bud Walton is going to be a problem again.
It is. And look, we'll touch on the Kentucky side in a bit. I lived through that as a Memphian in 2009 when Cal left Memphis. All the emotions and all the swings and all the hopes and dreams and aspirations about who would take the job after he left. I remember how I felt, how everybody felt. It was Scott Drew, just like in 2024, 15 years ago, Scott Drew at Memphis. It was Leonard Hamilton. It was Sean Miller. Some of the same names that you're hearing, right? And yep. The interest just isn't there in following Cal for a lot of reasons. Some different, I think, today than when he left Memphis, but still all the same result. For Arkansas, look, I mean, I know he didn't call the Hogs yesterday, but it doesn't fool me. I mean, I think you're getting a super motivated version of John Calipari. He and the AD at Kentucky were, you know, at odds for whatever reason. I think the football school comment or basketball school comment, the lack of facility upgrades, you know, all those things were grating on that relationship. But I would put John Calipari on my Mount Rushmore personally of coaches or athletes who exist really only to stick it to people. And I would put him probably right next to Tom Brady. When he was at Memphis, he wanted to prove to the NBA that he could still do it at a high level. He wanted to prove that he could get good players to Memphis. He wanted to prove to the college basketball aristocrats that he could take a team that plays in Conference USA to a one seed. When he took the job at Kentucky, he wanted to prove to people that he wasn't just a guy that did it in a small league. He wanted to show that he could be a blue blood coach. He could win a title there. And now you've lit a fire under him again because you've told him basically with your actions that you think he's washed up. And so now he's going to go to Fayetteville completely reinvigorated, and he's going to come in your building. And if you hire who it looks like you're going to hire, he's going to beat you. That's what Kentucky has created.
Yeah, they've created a tough situation. There's a lot of, I think most schools think their job, most fan bases, most schools think their job is bigger than it is. Right. That ain't Kentucky. Kentucky's got, that is a top tier job. There is no job in the country better. There's others that are on the same level. They're tied with it, but no job is better than Kentucky. No job is bigger than Kentucky. It's as big as it gets. Again, Duke, Carolina, UCLA, Kansas, they're tied. But no job's bigger than Kentucky. And for them, for people to be turning this thing down, and turning it down, which would be major steps up, is shocking to me. And I shouldn't be shocked because we've seen this. We've seen schools have tough times hiring guys. We've seen schools be like, man, I don't want that job. I don't want that job. Everybody thought Sean Payton was going to get the Cowboys job. Lincoln Riley, they get Mike McCarthy. Like, nobody, do you really want that job? Do you really want it? Exactly. Do you really want the pressure? Exactly. Or do you want to live in Waco and be able to, perfect example is the photo Scott Drew posted the other day. Or maybe it was an old photo. But if he's the coach of Kentucky, he is not in a Mexican restaurant unbothered. But in Waco, he's just having lunch.
Yep.
With a booster. Enjoying some chips and salsa, man. It's just a different world.
It is. And I think that what makes the Kentucky job great, I think in 2024 is what makes it not attractive.
Frightening.
In the end.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Baylor lost in the second round of the NCAA tournament in an upset to Clemson. And I guarantee you that nobody that has any clout or influence at Baylor even thought for 1 second about Scott Drew's job security, right? They lost in the second round. They were a favorite. And I guarantee you that thought never crossed anybody with influence's mind at Baylor. Now, it was the second round. It wasn't the first round. But still, if that if he goes to Kentucky and he if he duplicates his results the last 3 years, which are not making it to the Sweet 16, if those were his first 3 years in Lexington, they'd be calling for him to lose his job. There's just no doubt about
it. Yeah,
At Baylor, he's got carte blanche because he's won a title, because he wins games, he competes in the Big 12, and they're happy with that. And I think it's a lesson for anybody that happiness with enough money, which he has at $5 million a year, and it'll be more now, but happiness with enough money is always going to defeat potentially compromising that for just a little more, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't risk your happiness for $7 million or $8 million when you already make $5.5 million.
Right.
You have a guaranteed thing.
Yeah. They're going to build a statue for him at Baylor. Like they will. They'll build when his career is over there and he decides to retire, they're going to build a statue for him. He brought that school. Baylor is one of the most remarkable athletic stories of my lifetime in college athletics.
Yeah.
That football program was the absolute worst. And then it got good without Art Briles, and then it had a scandal rivaled only by Penn State. And they came out of that and won a Big 12. Does anybody remember Dave Bliss, where he helped cover up a murder within his own program? They almost shut the basketball program down. And Scott Drew brought it from there to a national championship. And arguably, I could easily make the case they're the best athletic department in the state of Texas. Easily make that case. What he has done there is nothing short of a miracle, and they'll never fire him. He has complete autonomy. And if he went to Kentucky, he starts over. And I don't know that he wants that. Obviously, he doesn't.
Exactly. And you know who else is not going to want it? Billy Donovan's not going to want it. Why on earth would you leave the NBA if you have job security? And I know he's not winning as much there, but Chicago has a notorious long leash with their coaches and athletes there. They will support losers. We know that. Why would you want to leave that, you know, for the friggin' gauntlet that is NIL and transfer portal? You don't. Mm-hmm. It ain't the – hey, Billy, it's like when Del Curry got divorced, right? Brother, you don't want to get back out in these streets. It ain't like that anymore. It's different now, though.
Yeah.
It's different.
Trust me.
So
I was in those streets not too long ago after my divorce. You don't want it. You will have no idea what you're getting into. No
go
idea.
Go home, Dell. Stay go where it's good, man.
Home. Go home. So, put up with
it. I think that
deal with it.
That's again.
They're in control now.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in terms of the next coach for the University of Kentucky, these are offshore odds to be totally clear. Billy Donovan +220, Tommy Lloyd +500, Mark Pope 9-1. Again, I assume that these numbers have changed. TJ Otzelberger, Iowa State 9-1, Bruce Pearl 15-1, Rick Pitino, interesting, at 20-1. I mean, it feels like at this point, if they don't get Billy Donovan, they're going to go the Mark Pope direction. So what do you make of that, going from Cal to a coach who has never won a tournament game?
Man, as a Tennessee alum, this would make me so happy. Nothing against Mark Pope. I couldn't tell you anything about Mark Pope other than the fact that I think he softed out with the horns down thing. I think that was garbage when they made him take the shirts off at BYU. But you do not know. This guy will have no chance. The vitriol of Cats fans. If they thought they were going to go from Dan Hurley to Scott Drew to Chris Beard to whoever, and they settle on Mark Pope from BYU, they will lose their minds. You're better off just doing what Boogie Cousins said, hire Rondo. You're better off doing that, man. You cannot, if you're Kentucky, go from Danny Hurley to Billy Donovan to Scott Drew and then say, nope, we're going with Mark Pope. That is Derek Dooley. That's what that is. That is Derek Dooley written all over again.
How about that? Derek Dooley reference in 2024.
Right?
Very impressive.
Jeremy Pruitt. That's what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I can't disagree. I hate it. I hate it. And I also, like, again, I feel like if you're a Kentucky fan today and you ran off Cal just to settle on Mark Pope, you played yourself. You played yourself.
You did.
I know it wasn't perfect. I know it wasn't perfect. But, like, Mark Pope is not going to get the players that Cal got, okay? It ain't going to be an NBA pipeline. It ain't going to be La Familia. It's going to be mediocrity, most likely. You could say that it's BYU and who succeeds at BYU if you want, but it's a gamble. It's a gamble either way. And why gamble when you had a sure thing? I think that's the piece of it that I don't think Kentucky fans are prepared for. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get into the run by UConn, the historic run, as they are crowned back-to-back champs with their win over Purdue. We'll get into all that and a lot more on the other side. You're watching BetQLU on the BetQL Network. We'll be back after this.